Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a revelation yesterday that surprised even me. Sort of blew me away. Turns out, do you remember when Donald Trump went to Hanoi, Vietnam, to meet with Kim Jong-un, the dictator of North Korea? Remember that? It was against the advice of everybody in the foreign policy business in this country. He previously had gone there and met with him in Korea. Remember, he went into the demilitarized zone, took a few steps in. Kim Jong-un said he would meet with him in Hanoi because that is the scene of the defeat of the United States in the early 1970s in the Vietnam War. It wasn't really a defeat. We could have eliminated Vietnam with bombing if we wanted to. We decided we would finally just stop the war. And then Kim Jong-un took a train down from North Korea, and there were cheering crowds all through China and everywhere. He was bringing the United States to his knees, and that idiot Trump went there. This is shortly after they kidnapped and tortured Otto Warmbier. Otto Warmbier was a student at the University of Virginia. He was there on a tour with students, and he took a sign that said something in Korea in an airport, and they arrested him, and they tortured him, and they sent his body back, and he died. Kim Jong-un lied, said he knew nothing about it, had him for over a year. Trump didn't lift a finger, didn't even object. Said he loved Kim Jong-un. That's what he said. I love Kim Jong-un. Well, we just found out that the idiot Trump said to Kim Jong-un at the end, listen, if you want to get back to North Korea a little quick, I'll give you a ride in Air Force One. I'll give you a ride in Air Force One. Even his aides, Trump's aides, as venal and Trump-like and stupid as they are, blanched. Why did they blanch? Where's that plane going to land? If it landed in North Korea, that would have been the end of Trump. They would have just said, oh, sorry, there are some regulations. They would have hustled him out. He didn't have a Marine Corps attachment there. They're not going to go and land in the South Korean capital and capture Kim Jong-un. That wasn't Trump's intention. That'd be great if that was his intention. It wasn't. If Trump's intention was, here, get on the plane, which is what the North Koreans would have done, two guys throw him in a burlap sack, tie him up, stick him in the back of the plane, and arrest him. Great, but that isn't what he was talking about. He's not going to give him a parachute and over the DMZ throw him out. I mean, he's not going to do that. What was he thinking? Well, Kim Jong-un, being as crooked and murderous as he is, saw a trap. He thought, Trump's going to kidnap me, probably fly me back to the United States and put me in a zoo. And so he didn't get on it. But if he had, the security breach, for the love of Pete, you don't have on Air Force One anything but people who are firm friends and allies of the United States. You just don't. He did it. Trump did, shot his mouth off, right off the top of his head. It was a very, very dangerous thing to do. Kim Jong-un turned him down. But in doing all of that, all Trump did was weaken the stature of Japan in the eyes of China, weaken the stature of South Korea in the eyes of China, frankly, weaken the Philippines and Vietnam in the eyes of China. All of them are afraid of China because China is the 800-pound gorilla. China has a land border with North Korea. Why do you think we haven't bombed North Korea a long time ago? Because they're making nuclear weapons? You think that maybe that hadn't occurred to us? You can't bomb somebody when they have a land border with China. They have another land border with South Korea, and their capital is something like 40 miles from the border. What are you going to do? The minute you bomb them, it's like China bombing Mexico. You're going to start a war. You cannot do that. But they're building nuclear weapons, which someday, right now perhaps, could reach the west coast of the United States. So you let them know privately, the minute one of those is launched, you cease to exist as a country. But you get a nut job in there that's worse than Kim Jong-un, who knows. And this Trump saying, why don't you ride on Air Force One? Why don't you ride? That was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. This guy paid no attention. It's sort of like when Erdogan of Turkey called him up. Trump was on the golf course. Erdogan said, you know, you've been protecting the Kurds over here because they're the ones that took out ISIS and took all the casualties and they have the prisoners. We don't like the Kurds. We've been after the Kurds racially and religiously for a long time, like the Armenians. Why don't you just turn them over to us and stop protecting them? You know what Trump did? He said, okay. He had his seven iron out. He wanted to get back to the game. And they went and they started to genocide the Kurds, like they genocide the Armenians, Christian Armenians, back 100 years ago. I cannot begin to describe for you the damage that Trump has done to our foreign policy, our allies, our stature in the world, and to innocent people who relied on us and cooperated with us, including the Kurds, and frankly, now the South Koreans. Okay, another development. I'm going to go to Dulles International Airport in Washington, D.C. International Airport. There was an arrest there yesterday. It was the wife of El Chapo. El Chapo was the drug cartel guy in Mexico who's escaped a number of times, the most vicious, murderous individual in the history of drug trafficking in Mexico. We finally caught him, serving life in prison. Joaquin Guzman Laura. His wife is named Emma Coronel Aispur. Why we ever let her in the United States, I'll never know. When he was on trial, she was prowling around LA and everywhere else, shooting her mouth off. Well, it turns out we also have evidence that she's involved in international drug trafficking herself, and she got arrested yesterday at Dulles International Airport. It's about time. We also arrested a guy named General Cienfuegos, a Mexican general, used to be their Secretary of Defense, used to be the head of Homeland Security. Turns out he's received tens of millions of bribes from drug cartels in Mexico. The Mexican government objected, demanded that we return him to Mexico. The Mexican legislature then passed legislation that said that our drug agents in Mexico are no longer protected. They no longer have immunity, and we should disclose their identities to them. And whenever they have contact with a cartel, tell the legislature. The legislature is on the take. So is the entire Mexican government on the take. One of their prior presidents got $100 million. They're a narco state. The fact is we need much tougher drug regulation and much tougher overtures to the Mexican government to get their government out of the drug trafficking business themselves. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.